I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, my co-host Rick Manning will be joining us, and let me get this part turned off. Oh, yeah, that's much better. I had I do a lot of production work in the studio here, and so I had the little speaker turned on, and so I could hear myself. It made myself sound fuller, but it wasn't good. Anyway, we get rid of that. All right, bottom of hour number two, Rick Manning, my co-host, Americans for Limited Government, and Peggy Mast from Understanding the Threat will be with us. We'll talk about the domestic threats. We'll talk about the pro-baby killer violent terrorists and what they're doing, and we'll get into a story in a minute. One of their groups actually bombed the wrong clinic. Oops. But we'll get into that in just a minute. Let's see. Top of the next hour, David Shistokas, fresh off his run for attorney general in the state of Illinois. He came in third. But listen, he had no donations. He did this absolutely 100% grassroots, and he had nearly 200,000 votes. That's what we can do. That's what we can do. When we, the people, actually get involved, the guy that took second spent, I don't know, millions of dollars. The guy that took first is a guy that actually has a federal indictment against him that could actually end up being indicted and put in jail during his term. So we'll see how that all works out. But David Shistokas, our constitutional originalist attorney, and he'll be with us. We'll talk about the Thomas decision and what's going on with regards to that, the impact of that, and several of the other decisions out of SCOTUS as well, and their significance. So the Thomas opinion on Roe v. Wade, I wrote about this on my blog at chosengenerationradio.com. And it's really powerful. There is hope for America because of how that opinion was rendered, and something called due process, and a type of substantive due process was defeated, and judicial tyranny was put on notice that it will no longer stand in America. That is huge, folks. Huge. All right. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Tom Norton, who is running for 2nd District Congress member in Michigan. He'll be joining us. He is a veteran of the Afghan War. We'll be talking about red flag laws, guns, abortion, you know, all the things that America First and true conservatives value: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We'll get into that with Tom coming up bottom of the hour. Joining me now, though, welcome to the family. I got to give a shout out to the family, the Mandelberg family. Great to have all of you listening today, and the sum total of our audience. No, I don't know that for sure, but anyway, I welcome them anyway. T-Rose, good to have you. How are you?
I am great, Pastor. Great to be here. Yeah, I feel like if my family alone listened, you'd have a huge audience just because I'm big in it.
Well, hey, you know, at least we know that your family is listening. This is, you know, so it's not just you and me talking into the stratosphere. That's good news. Oh, all right. Hey, also, just a reminder to our audience, be sure and check out greenfueltabs.shop, greenfueltabs.shop. Look, everybody is hurting at the pumps. Let's face it, man. And gas prices are not going down anytime in the near future. If you want to save money and you want to impact and put some money back in your pocket, and not spend it on just ridiculous gas prices, 10 to 20% is what you can save at greenfueltabs.shop. It's a little tablet, costs you $2.50 to treat 10 gallons. Drop a tablet in and let it go to work for you. Greenfueltabs.shop. Be sure and check it out today. Get signed up there at greenfueltabs.shop. Get your first package in the mail. Give it a try. It's $50 for the first package. And $50 thereafter treats 200 gallons. That's the $2.50 for every 10 gallons. Give it a try. If it works for you, then by all means, you should stick with it, I would think. It certainly has worked for us. We have had amazing results on our 2015 Toyota Camry, and that's why I support it. All right, T-Rose, let's get into this. Lots to talk about in the media frenzy in the news. Let's see. So let's do this one. This is great. So Antifa accidentally attacked a pro-abortion center during the riots.
The irony that story, I read that and I was like, are you actually kidding me? These people are just on a vandalism crusade. They're just attacking everything. Basically what happened was the pro-abortion barbarians, the Antifa, they accidentally attacked a pro-abortion center. So they were just going around Portland, Oregon, and they were just pretty much attacking everything. Just an outrage after, you know, SCOTUS released the Dobbs decision, and they accidentally attacked an organization that they thought was, you know, against abortion. But the organization was not against abortion whatsoever. The organization, it's a nonprofit. They help moms, families, and kids in need. And the director says, you know, we're just here to help. But the Antifa thought that they were doing anti-abortion work. And so they just went in and damaged the clinic. They bashed the windows and spray painted all, you know, their leftist slogans on the walls outside. And they surmounted about $10,000 worth of damage to somebody that literally is for, you know, abortion. So it's just so ironic and kind of comical to me.
It is, but let's also be clear. So Mara White is the executive director of the Mother and Child Education Center. They're pro-choice. She is pro-choice liberal Democrat. according to what she says about her organization, they provide, you know, milk and food and just different kinds of needed assistance to moms, families, kids in need, and babies from 0 to 5. Hey, I support that kind of thing. That's a great thing. Now the fact that she also encourages some abortion, or she's for it, or she's, you know, whatever that is, that aside, her organization's mission, as it appears, even in the article, is a blessing to the community. And so it's sad that Antifa assaulted, no matter which side of the equation Mara happens to be on as it relates to this. It is really horrid, and condemnation needs to fall on Antifa. Condemnation needs to fall on these violent people who claim to be pro-choice, but they say by their actions there's only one choice, and that choice is kill the baby. That's the choice.
Right.
Kill the baby.
No, exactly. You know, regardless of how the director stands, this organization, it didn't have any vile intentions. And even if it did, like, there shouldn't be these nights of rage where Antifa just gets to go and cause all this violence, no matter what, you know?
Right.
It really is disheartening because, you know, Portland is definitely an epicenter of leftist violence. And this just goes to show, again, the kind of people that don't care about really what's going on in organizations. They just care to get their specific message across. And that is, you know, it's sad. It really is sad. And apparently none of the people were arrested. They're just kind of going about.
Terrible. Terrible. All right. Now, another one that you guys have out there, rejoicing in rancor outside SCOTUS Post Row. You know, I don't know. So you're in that area. Did you guys have any people that were on the ground there when the decision was rendered?
Yeah. So I had been going out every single day.
That's what I thought.
Down to SCOTUS.
Yeah.
Just kind of waiting for the decision to come out. So we were there, I want to say like 2.5 weeks straight every morning that they had an opinion. And so it got kind of tiresome, right? You know, just there every day and all these protests and people screaming. But then Friday they added a decision day. And so we were like, okay, maybe this is it, right? And so we go there, and then usually the biggest decision is last, but the second decision that came out at 10, 11 a.m. was Dobbs. And I was there with my, you know, camera team, and it was intense. It was like the second the decision came out, the pro-life group, they were cheering and in celebration. And then that was like for 10 seconds, right? And then you turned your head to the left, and there's these groups, mostly the Rise Up for Abortion Rights group. And they were just crying and screaming and swearing and yelling. It was very violent. There was a lot of young girls, even like kids were there crying. They didn't even know what,
now,
I didn't even think they know what abortion is.
Is the video, because I see the video and I see you. Can I play that video or is it? Okay. All right. So here we go, folks. We're going to play that video for you right now.
Hey everyone, I'm Tieran Rose Mandelberg with MRC TV. Today we're in Washington, D.C., in front of the Supreme Court, where we got to see the reactions of people after Roe was overturned. Check it out. Do you think there should be any restrictions at all on abortion, or do you think that it should be 100% a woman's choice, woman's body?
I think a lot of the scenarios that people throw around with restricting abortion access are not really grounded in reality and the reality of why people get abortions and why people need abortions. So I think that that should be up to doctors and that should be up to patients to navigate for themselves.
Regardless of like gestational age, so at any point?
I don't even think that's something that is even on my mind. That's just not a thing.
If it were, would you be against it or no?
I just don't think that's a thing.
What do you think women are going to turn to do now that Roe is overturned?
It's not going to be overturned. We're not going to listen to Supreme Court justices that don't know what they're doing. I'm not going to listen to
them. I mean, really, it didn't do that much.
And it
especially didn't do anything in my state of California except make it worse. Because the governor there is going to push to bring people in, pay their travel, pay their hotels, pay for their child care for the kids that they bring with them so that they can kill their babies.
Everyone still has a voice in the state that they vote in, and people should realize that. And people should, if you're pro-life, you should celebrate today. And if you're not, you should peacefully protest.
You know, but there are other states that abortion is going to be completely illegal. So praise God for that. I mean, we take whatever wins we can get. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Why? Can we have a conversation, though?
Women have a right to control their own bodies and then their health choices. But why do these Supreme Court justices get to decide that women don't get to control their own bodies?
Why did they get to decide in 1973 that they could end the lives of their babies that are within them? We're not talking about the same body. We're not talking about a woman's body, are we? How is it a woman's body?
What are women to you? Incubators for a baby? That's it? And this is saying you to women.
What is an abortion?
Abortion is ending a pregnancy.
What is a pregnancy?
A pregnancy, up until a certain point, is not a life that should be protected in the way that this court is doing that.
What is it?
It is a developing bunch of cells.
Human?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
We're talking about a developing human.
Sure, so that's
We're
fine.
We're talking about a human being.
It doesn't matter.
In the earliest stages of its development, right?
So?
Well, it's a great day. I'm glad that the court did this. I'm glad that we have some good principled conservative justices now that really appreciate the sanctity of life. And so I think it's just a great day for this country, to be honest with you.
I am so excited. This is literally the best day of my life.
Yes, it doesn't feel real. It feels like I'm in a dream. But to see natural rights and truth and human dignity upheld in America once again is just so wonderful.
Yeah, there's a huge celebration going on, also some protests. Speaking of protests, there might be a night of rage. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a shame. I mean, you know, peaceful protest is fine, but we've seen it happen over and over. I'm sure that if there is violence or, you know, some type of violent protest tonight, I'm sure the Democrats will try to paint it as peaceful protest. It's very very one-sided in what they consider appropriate and peaceful protest, whether it's the right or the left that it's protesting. So I hope that everything's peaceful. I would tell everybody that there's no excuse for violence.
I think responding to the overturning of violence with violence is the stupidest thing ever.
Mass outpourings of protest and resistance across this country. Thousands, tens of thousands, and millions rising up now.
I don't know how to talk about that stupid scenario.
You know, is that all the way up to, say, let's say 36?
I am not going to play your game. I am not.
Why can't we just have a conversation?
We had the conversation,
because you don't have
bye-bye.
Any arguments. Sorry.
She didn't
Sorry.
Have any.
That's why.
No, that was it. Sorry. That was awesome. That was epic.
All right, so there we go. All right, we're going to take our break here, and we will be back right after this quick and short break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep. Health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Tieron Rose Mandelberg, T-Rose. And so that was T-Rose on the ground in front of the Supreme Court talking. And, you know, I love the fact that a good majority, well, not a majority, but a good chunk of your interviews was with people that are not pro-life, just simply asking them some questions and giving them an opportunity to share their reasoning. And it was interesting to watch those two women going back and forth, and the other side, she didn't have any reasoning. Well, yes, it's human. I don't care. We're going to kill it anyway. That's your answer? Your answer is yes, I acknowledge that this is a human being, but I don't care. I'm going to kill it anyway.
Yeah. It's very, very sad. The fact that she literally admitted, yes, it's a human being, and then said, but it doesn't matter because the woman's more important. And, you know, this is all about control. Like, are you kidding? I've been having, with me, Pastor Greg, I'm pretty vocal about my pro-life stance on social media. And a lot of people, I'm from Connecticut, very liberal state. A lot of people have been coming at my throat, just saying all of these vile, vile things about me specifically, and then also just about being against abortion. And, you know, I really try to be patient and have conversations, but they don't want a conversation. They are 100% brainwashed and stuck in their stubborn ways. And so there's no opportunity for conversation. Like we just heard in that video, the woman who was for pro-life, she was trying very hard to listen and understand and hear what the pro-abortionists had to say. But, you know, the other woman was just 100% coming back with, no, this is right, this is right, this is right.
Right.
You're wrong. It's not a conversation. It's just I'm going to tell you what's right and you're going to listen. And if you don't, then, you know, I'm going to cuss you out.
then you need to shut up and you need to stop talking. It's really something else. All right. Along the same topic, but this goes to the free speech ban. So Susan B. Anthony, the organization, which is a pro-life organization, was banned from communist TikTok. And then I guess there was a bit of an uprising as it relates to that. And so they had to restore them. Get me into that story. What happened?
Yeah, so I actually got the chance yesterday to sit down with one of the correspondents with Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, who really just reached to spread the pro-life message in this nation. And basically, on Friday, right after they posted a video on TikTok, the same platform that's affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, mm-hmm. TikTok permanently banned them. So they posted a video saying, you know, we're in celebration, Roe v. Wade's been overturned, heck yeah, right? And then TikTok permanently banned them. And they couldn't access any of their account. They couldn't comment or anything like that. And it was very vague. It said it was just due to multiple violations of our community guidelines. That was the reasoning. So we at Free Speech America, we contacted TikTok because we've contacted them before. And we were like, hey, what's the deal? You know, can you tell your side of the story? Why was Susan B. Anthony censored? And TikTok, instead of saying what was the violation, they just said, oh, well, the account's back. So it was restored within a few minutes, which then, of course, we reached out to Susan B. Anthony and we were like, were you guys actually restored within a few minutes or, you know, was it longer? And they said, you know, that was a complete lie. It was all day Friday and most of Saturday, we couldn't get into our account. So, you know, TikTok's being pretty wishy-washy with what, you know, with their reasoning. I honestly don't think that they had a reason. other than, you know, they didn't have a specific reason. They were just being vague because they didn't want them up there.
You know, I just popped into my head, T. Rose. We'll need to talk about this, but Twitter banned me for life for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot worse. There's a lot worse things that are said on Twitter and have been said on Twitter against all sides, including conservatives and the former president and so on. I'm wondering if I can get you guys to reach out to Twitter with regards to that and get them on record saying why it is exactly that I'm banned for life.
Yeah, we would be happy to do that.
We
have a pretty not good relationship, but they know that we're, you know, what we do, and so they typically will answer. And even if they don't answer with the right the answer that we're looking for, that's still a story right there.
Well, at least at least they would answer, you know, why it is that they decided that stating that, because, you know, the irony of it is that Eric Swalwell was in fact involved with a Chinese prostitute who was in fact proven to be a spy. And he was not only involved with just her, but he was involved with a number of her known associates who also were prostitutes and also were spies. And he got them jobs within the House Intelligence Committee working for other committee members. And then Reuters did an investigation that discovered that an NSA program that was being used by the CCP to spy on us, they had somehow gotten a hold of that program. And you have to wonder, how did that happen? How did they get a hold of it? So referring to Eric Swalwell as a Chinese spy whore it actually has accuracy in reporting and accuracy in its statement, and yet Twitter banned me for it. We'll have to get into that. All right, T. Rose, check them out. MRC and also News Busters. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program Tom Norton. He is running for Congress in Michigan's 2nd District. And, you know, we've caught him today out doing what good Americans do. And that is, he's out working and making a living. And, you know, this is exactly the kind of congressional member that our founding fathers had in mind. Men who had jobs, men who worked, men who understood, the lives and the livelihood of those that they're going to represent. And it is a representative, constitutional representative republic. We'll talk about how the opinion of Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, helped to restore that and to dethrone judicial tyranny in our next segment. But I want to welcome Tom Norton live from Michigan to the program. Tom, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me back on, Pastor.
It is my sincere pleasure, sir. It is my sincere pleasure. Well, so there's a lot going on. First of all, talk to me about the race. How's that going? What are some of the key issues that you're? It's because this is a newly formulated district that's part of the redistricting that happened there in Michigan. So talk to me about that and some of the specific concerns of your constituency, and then we'll kind of broaden the conversation, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Our district is the second largest district east of the Mississippi. We are also the second reddest district east of the Mississippi. So it's very conservative. Actually, oddly enough, the biggest issues here locally is they're really trying to push in this district, and actually my opponent's been pushing these taxpayer-funded wind turbines. So a lot of green energy deals. And then when he comes back to Washington, he says he's opposed to it. And then you look at his voting and co-sponsoring record, and he's the one doing it. But it's a lot of that double talk that they always do from Washington on all of us.
Rhino. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm a conservative. Trust me. Hey, I just proposed this.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the other issues going on are obviously gas taxes and stuff like that. We're funding these windmills. So it plays right into that portion of it, but we're not funding the construction of new refineries, more oil drilling. Most people don't realize this, but Michigan actually has a massive amount of capped oil wells in our state. And when you look at the map, I don't know if you ever pull up an oil map, Michigan's like could be number 4 in oil production in the country.
Wow.
With how much we have capped in our own oil reserves here. And most people don't realize that about our state. And
would that possibly mean like, you know, some good high paying jobs for people in Michigan?
Well, yeah, that's why the Democrats don't want them. They want the entire state to look like Detroit. So, I mean, that's kind of what they try to do almost on a working basis. Well, so, you know, that's a big issue, the $40 billion to Ukraine. Americans are – and what's funny is these politicians, as soon as they get Trump out of office, they think they can go back to business as usual, and they're not realizing that they're making their populace and their voting populace even angrier because there is such a frustration. And that frustration actually comes from the far left and far and the far right too, and the conservatives and everybody in the middle. They're mad because these guys just they sit there and they go back to playing their same exact games. I know people who are a little bit more moderate. They never voted Republican. They're voting Republican for the first time ever because they're just like, this is going to be a wave year. And so far, we have a massive socialist agenda, and even the middle doesn't want the socialist agenda. And they're sitting here and they're looking at it like, you know, I might not be a Republican, but we got to put an end to this madness. It's like you go to the bathroom you're assigned at birth. know, you can't sit there and judge us. You can't, as a society, go with zero moral values and expect there not to be mass killings. You can't be a society that kills babies before they're born and not have mass shootings. I mean, there's an actual morality question here that is creating all of these problems. And I think a lot of Americans are finally identifying that and waking up to it.
Well, you're telling children, I mean, the messaging to kids is horrific. You're telling children that murdering babies is an acceptable practice. You're telling children and creating confusion within them that then creates anger and spills out into frustration in identifying who they are and the very core of who they are. And then by doing so, then you're wondering why it is that you've got kids that are running around shooting one another. You know, it comes down to this lawlessness that's taking place throughout our country. You have cities, I'm sure you have cities near you where you have the ability to walk into a store and steal up to $900 worth of merchandise, knowing that there's going to be absolutely zero consequences. Nothing is going to happen. But that $900 worth of merchandise comes out of somebody's pocket, whether it's the small merchandise or the small merchant. Maybe they have an insurance policy, but the insurance companies are cutting off the smaller merchants, so they don't have insurance. If it's on a consignment, then it's the company that consigned those goods to that store. The ripple effect is gigantic, and it circles back around to where now you have, you know, no jobs because there's no money to pay the people to do the work.
Correct. And that's exactly the types of problems that are going on. We got massive problems in our society, and if we don't start having people in Congress start acting and fighting with a backbone, then we're not going to have much left. They said here, they're just like, well, we'll wait till after the midterms. You know, we heard that with Obamacare, that they were going to repeal and replace it. We heard that with abortion for 50 years. Oh, you give us a majority in the presidency, we'll take care of Roe versus Wade. How many times did you hear that?
Yeah,
Democrats. Yeah. They're just as guilty as the Democratic Party for doing nothing.
Well,
guilty because when they're in the minority, they don't fight.
And you know, America First, yes, we, you know, stopping Marxism from its advance, socialism, Islam, these ideologies and these entities, and doing so with the idea of protecting America's interests is absolutely, and we need allies around the world. There's no question about that. But the problem is that we are destroying ourselves at home. You right at the very top of this, you talked about the resources that are available in Michigan for natural gas and for oil that could be tapped into, that could create wealth and economy for the state of Michigan, that would raise a lot of people up, because every one of those higher paying jobs means that a service, a peripheral service entity, restaurants, gas stations, these stores, all of these entities, home builders, are all impacted because someone is lifted up in the community and given economic opportunity. And that economic opportunity, as we know scripturally, means your cup runneth over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I completely agree with you.
Okay. You were, you're a veteran. You fought in Afghan. You fought for and took the oath, same oath that I did, to defend and protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. What's your take on the new gun law that was put into place that was a reaction to the Supreme Court of the United States telling the country that infringing upon the right to keep and bear arms is an unconstitutional act?
The thing is, there is such a pendulum of difference. We actually have originalist judges on the bench, which we should have. It should be a constitutional judge on there. The point of the Second Amendment, and this is where our members of Congress and members in our government are going to another extreme. The Second Amendment is there for protecting your First Amendment rights, your due process of law, every amendment down the list. It's there to make sure there's a check and balance. It's there to make sure that the American people have teeth up against their government. So when they sit there and the government decides to sit there and try to slowly infringe and take these gun rights away at a federal level and try to circumvent the Supreme Court anyway, because eventually they'll become an enforcement arm and they'll just ignore the Supreme Court as the route that they're looking like they're starting to go, because the Supreme Court just ruled it's unconstitutional, they go ahead and pass it anyway. So now the Supreme Court's going to have to go around and say this is unconstitutional again. So at some point, I think they're getting to the point where two of the three branches of government are going to try to circumvent the Supreme Court in general, or they're going to sit there and start pushing that court packing even higher. And that Second Amendment is specifically there to make sure that Americans have teeth, the United States Constitution. So what they need to start doing, fellow Republicans, is educating people and making sure they understand what the Second Amendment is actually for. And in order to do that, we have to have people who will voice the opinion and voice ideas. So if any of your listeners want to help out, then go to tom.gop to help us out so we can actually help do that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Tom Norton. That website, again, is tom.gop, tom.gop. And Tom is an America First. He is a veteran, and he is fighting for and wants to fight for the rights of those in his district in Michigan, and for the rest of us who believe in God, family, and country. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now,
and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Tom Norton. Tom Norton is running for Congress in Michigan's 2nd District, and you can find Tom at tom.gop. Tom.GOP. Tom, I want to shift topics with you. I didn't really get into this with you so much, but as a veteran, you obviously are aware of what is happening to our military, and in particular, you know, the policies that are being thrust. We broke the story here about the commandant of the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, who had told my friend Chaps Klingenschmidt at a banquet of 500, where Chaps and his class were being recognized, having graduated, I don't know, 30 years ago or what have you. At any rate, he was asked directly on stage, will you make sure that the rights of cadets are protected relative to not having to take any mandatory inoculations, jabs? And he said, oh yeah, we're going to protect, you know, the rights, their conscientious rights and their rights to not do that on the basis of their religious beliefs. Well, then he turned around and changed that, and he threw that a senior cadet out and is making him pay back $165,000 unemployed with a dishonorable discharge, and he discharged another 12 or 13 cadets as well. And that's happening in the Navy, it's happening in the Air Force, it's happening in Marines. You have in the Navy, 32 Top Gun pilots were removed. But this social engineering, the shots, the LGBTQ agenda, all of these things, the changes in the UCMJ to accommodate these perversions. Can you talk to me about the impact that that's been having on military personnel and their morale?
A lot of them, because I still have some friends that are in the service, a lot of them are sitting there and just looking at, if they're at 10, 12 years, usually you sit there and you do the rest of the 20. A lot of them are just completely planning on stepping away and not re-upping. What you're starting to have in the military is a mass exodus across the board, and we can see that. So our readiness to fight isn't there. Because at the end of the day, it's not woke liberals that are volunteering to defend the country at all.
Right.
It's your conservative families that tend to step forward to defend the country on a volunteer basis. So when they sit there and they're making sure that wing is assaulted, and that's the wing that they're assaulting, you're decreasing your military readiness. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, here's Biden out here trying to pick fights to start wars that they might have to reinstate the draft. And then when they start doing that, they'll have to pull in some of these woke kids, and that's going to be very unique. Because if you're in combat, the enemy doesn't care about him, her, she, it, or what at all. And what they're doing, they're kicking these men and women out because they don't want to do the vaccine. Some of them have looked at it and said, I'm going to do the vaccine, I'm going to take the risk. And if you look at the soldiers that have been vaccinated, there is more medical boards going on from vaccine complications in the military than ever before. It's a record high with veterans having, with service members having heart attacks, heart issues, breathing issues, everything else from this vaccine. If you look across the country, there is a longer waiting list for heart issues now than there was prior to the vaccine, by far. So you're sitting there telling me this thing doesn't have side effects, higher blood clots, people that we know that have had strokes. That's happening in the military. The other part is they're sitting here in the Navy for Pride Month. They decided to say, do this readiness to try to teach people how to do him, her, she, it, or what. And that just destroys the military readiness across the board. So this is actually very damaging to our national security because you're not making it so we can function as a unit. If we're worried about pronouns instead of killing the enemy, the United States Armed Services has a significant problem across the board, beyond just the vaccine part. They've decided to make it a full justice, social warrior, woke branch. And when you do that, it doesn't work. It's never worked.
Do you have concerns? There have been concerns over some period of time now that at some point this, you know, these usurpers who have used illegal election tactics to get into office might even in fact try to employ military and break laws in order to get military on the ground here in the United States to enforce some of their radical agenda as their chain. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe that that is something that they would eventually go down that road without a problem. I think that they have full intention of that. You have to fit, this country is being destroyed economically, morally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And Reagan always talked about a time for choosing. And Americans need to wake up, look themselves in the mirror, and realize that the solution is not completely government. It's what did we teach our children growing up?
Yeah.
What are they teaching their children? How did I influence my family for these beliefs to be encompassed? Where did I not pay attention as a parent? These are the type of things that actually are going on there. We have to sit right there and work within our own families and our own communities to rebuild that, and then that will spread like a wildfire to actually change what's happening in these government policies. But again, it's where Republicans don't have the courage to stand up and saying they're doing this to our military. We sit there and allow Muslims to practice have beards in the military, mm-hmm. Hindu to have turbans in the military, because of spiritual and religious beliefs. But we don't sit there and allow somebody who's a Christian who believes that the mRNA virus changes your cell structure, which it does change. It doesn't change DNA, but it does change cell structure. That's exactly what it does. That is a cell therapy.
Right.
That violates the religious beliefs. To me, that does violate my religious beliefs.
Absolutely.
Even the people I work for, they have an exception for religious beliefs on there. Now, I've had COVID a couple times, and you know what? I donate plasma to the VA, but if I take this vaccine, quote unquote, and it's not a vaccine to me, it's just an injection, mm-hmm. I can't donate my antibodies to the VA. Why? If this vaccine, again in quotations, is so good, why can't I donate my antibodies after having it to the VA for a patient to have?
Gee.
And I'm A positive. I'm a very common blood type, so it probably helped a lot more people get through COVID by not having it than anything else.
Right.
And I'm healthy and everything. I'm healthy on it. So why is it that this injection is so good, but I can't sit there and donate my blood for antibody treatment? I can donate blood, but I can't donate it for antibody treatment.
Yeah, that's somebody must know something, huh? My goodness. All right, tom.gop is the website, tom.gop. Folks, we need somebody that understands these issues, that is able to have a coherent, educated conversation regarding all of these topics to represent us in Congress. tom.gop, get over there today.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.